Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Over the past few days, we've been looking at the Book of Amos, but on Fridays we take a little break and we look at a psalm. Today's psalm is going to be from chapter 4, and this is a psalm of David where he laments over some of the troubling circumstances that he was going through. But even in the midst of those troubling circumstances, he was able to find confidence and trust in the Lord. And that was able to bring peace and joy in his life. And so today we're going to read this psalm, Psalm chapter 4. Let's read from verse 1. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, "Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord." You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. What an encouraging psalm here. David was going through a life of distress and anxiety and frustration and confusion and loneliness. There were people who were chasing after him, seeking his own death. And you can just imagine the kind of loneliness that David was experiencing, the kind of anxiety that he was feeling. In every waking moment, he wasn't sure if he was going to be captured by those who sought his own death. And so in these emotions, in these troubling circumstances, he was lamenting, he was grieving over his own distress. And he calls upon the name of the Lord and he says, "Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Hear my prayer." And what's interesting here is that he actually gives us some reasons for why we can trust in the Lord in the midst of our own troubling circumstances, in the midst of our own distresses and our own anxiety. How do you respond when you're angry or anxious? Perhaps if you're angry, you'd find yourself lashing out at someone or being passive aggressive. Or if you're anxious, perhaps you'd stress eat or be unable to sleep well. All of us kind of respond to these different emotions in different ways. But this psalm here, David, actually points out a godly way to respond to these emotions. And I think he actually gives us two reasons on how we can respond when we are feeling angry and anxious in our life. If this is you, if you're feeling angry about anything right now, if someone has done something wrong to you, if you feel like, if there's some kind of injustice done in your life, or maybe you're anxious about what is to come in your life, the next step, the next chapter, in your career, in your studies, whatever it is. If you're feeling this anger and anxiety, I want you to listen to these two reasons for why we can trust in the Lord. In verse 1, he says, he calls upon the name of the Lord. He says, "Answer me, be gracious to me, hear my prayer." But the reason why he has confidence to come to the Lord and request that the Lord hears his prayer is because in the very middle of verse 1, he is reminded of how God has given him relief in the midst of his past distress. He looks upon his past experiences, the past few days or the past few weeks or past few months and years, and he remembers how God has been faithful to him, how God has been so good to him. And he says, "You have given me relief. You have given me safe haven. You have given me security. Lord, you have helped me to continue to survive and to live in the way that I live today. God, you have been faithful, and so God, would you do it again?" And so the first reason why David is able to come to the Lord and say, God, I want to trust in you, is because of how God has been faithful to him in the past. So remember, the first encouragement I want to give to you is remember how God has been able to give you relief in your past distress. Remember God's faithfulness. The second thing is a little bit more, perhaps it's a little more foundational, but the truth of the matter is that our God is a personal God, and our God is active, and our God hears when we call upon him. And that is the encouragement from verse 3. He tells us, know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. And so David is able to call upon the name of the Lord. He's able to place his trust in the Lord because he believes and he knows that the Lord hears his cries. The Lord hears his voice. And so when he is distressed, when he is frustrated, when he is angry, he is able to come to the Lord and trust him. And I actually really love verse 4. Verse 4 says, be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Selah. I want to point out a few things here. The first part of verse 4, be angry and do not sin, can probably be best translated as in your sin or in your anger, do not sin. In your anger, do not sin. A lot of times when we're angry, we react in a very poor manner. We actually exacerbate the issue. And when we're not thinking straight, when we're not sober-minded, when we're moved by our emotions rather than actually thinking it through a bit, we actually sin in our own hearts. We sin against the Lord and we sin against others. And I think there is actually something powerful about this word Selah at the end of verse 4. Selah is actually a musical term in the Psalms where it actually calls for the musicians to actually pause. It's a musical term to pause, and I forget the actual musical term that we see in musical scores and stuff like that, but this was like a musical term, but I think there's actually a spiritual component to it as well. There's this call for us to pause, to think before we act and speak, to be silent, to ponder in our own hearts on our beds of the emotions that are stirring in our hearts. And every ounce of us might want to just speak out loud and to say out to share all of our thoughts and all of our emotions. But sometimes it's actually wiser for us to be silent. Sometimes silence is actually the gateway to peace. And I want to encourage you that if anger is something that is a prominent emotion in your life right now, perhaps it'd be wiser for you to ponder in your own heart and be silent before you speak, before you act. The Lord wants us to offer right sacrifices to Him, to be living sacrifices that are pleasing to Him. And one of the ways we do this is by trusting in the Lord. It's placing our confidence in the fact that the Lord is going to bring relief. The Lord is going to bring relief. And that is why in verses 7 to 8, the psalmist David says that the Lord has put more joy in his heart than anyone else has with their grain and wine, abundant grain and wine. And not only has the Lord filled his heart with joy, but he's also been filled with the peace of God. It's because of this peace that he has in the Lord. He's able to lie down and sleep. He's able to find his security in the presence of God. For you alone, O Lord, make us dwell in safety. That is what David was declaring. And I think that is what we can declare as well. So I want to encourage you today to really remember God's faithfulness and how he has brought relief to your past distresses. To really believe that the Lord hears your cries when you call upon him. And as we place our trust in him, as we act in wisdom and be silent in our anger, considering the ways that we could respond in a more godly and loving way, in a manner that is pleasing to the Lord, we can be filled with joy in our hearts and peace in our minds. We will be able to lie down and sleep. Even in the midst of troubling circumstances in our lives, we can find safety in the arms of our Father. And so I hope that this is an encouraging devotional for you. I hope that it'll challenge us to consider the ways that we can continue to place our trust in God today. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the psalm. Thank you for the example of David. God, that even in the midst of his hard life, in the midst of the hardships that he experienced, God, he was able to place his trust in you because you have been faithful always. You have been good to him. God, you have heard his cries and you've never left him. God, so Lord, I pray that these truths will become ingrained in our hearts and our minds to know, God, that this is a reality for us as well. Help us, Lord, to be filled with joy in our hearts, and God, that we'd be able to lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make us dwell in safety. Thank you, God, for your goodness, for your faithfulness. Lord, be with us. Help us to do this and live it out today. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. I hope you'll join us next week as we continue on in the Book of Amos.